Hello and welcome to DealerCast 2.0, brought to you by CGC Media and exclusively sponsored by PSX Digital, a Moto X company. If you want to consume more brews or for more information, go to psxdigital.com. Let's get this conversation started. Let's brew!
That's the Coldy Grail. Now, we accomplished it. There's technology to accomplish that. We accomplished that with the mobile app. But you want to make sure that you can request a TO and the TO come to you, and you never leave the customer. Leaving the customer is only good in one situation in a car dealership, or any dealership for that matter, car, power sports, doesn't matter. Leaving the customer during negotiation to allow them to privately talk, that's the only time that's good.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you should be going to the bathroom with them. It's like, ladies, when they leave the table, you got to go to the bathroom. I got to go.
Yeah,
to the bathroom.
No problem. I got it. Let me show you right where it is.
Totally. Yeah. Make sure you do give them directions to where it is. I love what you said there, Larry, about the desk should come to you. So let's isolate a couple of things here, because the one thing that seems to get away from most car guys throughout the day is the T-I-M-E. Time gets away from them. If they are not habitual in creating these meetings, it can turn into an hour, 2 hour long meeting. I know. Mm-hmm. I tend to be a little bit of a wordy individual, especially when I get inspired and I'm pumped up. I may let this drag on, and we got a lot of business to go do for the day.
Right.
At the same time, we have two different kinds of meetings. You have a sales meeting and then a save a deal meeting.
Now, my
personal save a deal meeting would be the one-on-one sessions that I have with each salesperson. They know it's going to come. I'm calling you up to the desk, or the desk is coming to you to be able to find out what happened with your specific deals. Because me talking to Fred about all of Fred's upcoming deals, what he missed, and the coaching that I give for Fred may give a portion of encouragement or a portion of training and assistance to the other sales pros. But to the guy who's itching during the meeting to get out of the meeting and go get to work, that's not going to help them.
No. You never have a save a deal meeting. In a sales meeting is all about what we need to do to sell more, what celebrating ourselves, what it takes, what that floor process should look like, and to sell more vehicles. That's it.
Boom.
You should be in and out of this in 30 minutes. So once you're through with that TO, you want to talk about in-stock unit opportunities. People that were looking for something, we didn't have it, but now we do.
Come on. Love that. So you're suggesting on the sales meeting, just for time and for those taking notes, for time that you should have a sales meeting, depending on the size of your crew, I recommend it be between 15 to 20 minutes. That's what certified solutionaries teach. It should be anywhere between 15 to 30 minutes
at the most.
A whole lot of data go on. Now, help give a little bit of a contrast, because you did explain what a sales meeting should look like. So what should a save a deal meeting actually sound like and look like for a sales manager with their
project? To finish out the sales manager's report or sales manager's meeting, in-stock opportunities, and these are just, hey, look, Jared, Jim, we've got the units in stock. You can get a hold of these customers. See me after the meeting. We'll get in touch with them, and we'll talk about what we need to do to talk about, get them back in. And then your current promotion, anything you've got going on right now, it's got to be in that meeting. And lastly, any deposit units that have arrived, units on order units or anything else that have arrived. Those things, you round out your sales meeting. And now this is all about how much more setting ourselves up for the day and how much more business we're going to be able to accomplish by doing this, right? And you do it every single day, because every single day you can celebrate, hey, look, Bill got, we were looking for a Polaris or a Polaris Expedition or this type of vehicle. And yesterday, Bill got that customer back in and we sold them, right? You got to continue to reinforce how these things work, because what salespeople do is they will go out and we'll do it, and it won't work for us one time, and it'll never work again as far as we're concerned.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's facts.
So you want to go through that. So that save a deal meeting. Now, everybody talks about how the save a deal meeting works, and there's a lot of different versions of save a deals meetings, right? In my day, the save a deal meeting was held with the management in the F&I office. And we looked at the big whiteboard and how we put these deals together, how much more down payment this one needed, how many of the steps this one needed. It was all about what we wrote. And that was important, but there's so much more out there now. you know, now, but now with technology, that save a deal meeting really should go back to now we're inside with, and it should be with management, but that's the way I look. I've always done it. Let's talk about with the management. You know, now I'd be talking to the sales, the floor manager. Look, yesterday, Kaylin had two people that she walked without TO. Now, this is what I need you to do to go talk to Kaylin to make her understand you just don't walk people. Because I don't want to have the conversation. You don't want to have the conversation with Kaylin, and I don't want to have the conversation with Kaylin why she's no longer with us because she walked a customer. Walking a customer who's here in the floor on the floor is probably the most egregious thing that I can think of in any type of dealership. Because again, and you've heard me say this before, customer visits 1.2 car dealerships or 1.2 dealerships, you don't want to be the 0.2.
That's right.
So walking a customer is just, it's just not done. It's just not done in my store. And it should be that way in every store, I think. But from my perspective, just not done. So we're going to have, first thing we're going to talk about are the salespeople that walk customers yesterday and why you should, what you need to go talk to them about, how you coach them. Because for me, the floor manager is the coach. The DSM, the GM, he's the head coach. The floor manager, he's the offensive line coach.
That's right.
You know, the desk guy, he's the offensive coach.
Amen.
And so I look at this, okay, I need you to get on the line and talk about why we don't want to lose customers, why we don't walk those customers. And then, you know, getting down to each individual salesperson on what appointments did we have yesterday that didn't show up. If we haven't already called them, we need to right now. And a manager needs to do that. Pick up that phone. Is there anything I can do? Anything I can help you with? Anything we can do that we missed this?
Come on.
But you want to get back on the phone with that customer at an appointment because they need to be reappointed. They should have been reappointed yesterday. Should have never made it to today.
Come on.
But if they did, manager does it. If you make it 24 hours and you didn't get reappointed, I want a manager talking to a customer today. You know, for us, in my world, and in my stores, the bottom line is that the sales manager was a coach. I call them sales coaches. They are sales coaches. You are not a desk guy.
Come on.
I hate that term. I'm going to find the dude that made that term. I'm going to drive a railroad spike through his head. Because the minute we called them desk guys, we chained them to the desk.
That's right. What happens. That's because that's what they hear it. I stay here.
Yeah. And so you're sitting on the desk. Don't want to come off. As a matter of fact, even Becca showed us. They want the salesperson to come to the desk. No, I don't want to touch the desk. You tell me, I'll come to you.
Come on.
I will come to you. Because that's how important you are as my salesperson. That's how important that customer you're with is to this store. We'll come to you. You don't need to come to us. We'll find you.
I love that.
Wherever you are.
That. There's so much that gets stuck inside of the habits of the dealership operation to where a desk manager can get away with just calling themselves a desk manager, and that's where they get trapped. If you're one of the leaders out there that we've had the pleasure of being able to train, you've heard us say to you all how important it is you recognize your main objective isn't to work car deals. Your main objective as a leader is to make sure that your sales pros and all of your people are set up for success for the day. This is why it is so vital that you have these meetings that don't take
100%
and are so small compared to the rest of the time that you're spending at the store. But if you're not actually being active about setting them up for success, the day is going to get away from them. The day is going to get away from you. And we're always having these reactionary sessions where we're reacting to what we did or didn't do as a cause to what the market's doing to us, rather than being intentional about how we set up our day and the intention that we put inside of each and every hour to the minute of each day. But if a sales manager or a GSM or whatever the role isn't getting together with their people periodically and regularly, it doesn't become a habit. And then from there, they have to touch the desk. Otherwise, that chairborne ranger never leaves because they're not actually making themselves do what it takes to set everybody that's in their charge up for success. And sales managers, that's why you're there. You're not there because you're a great salesperson. As many of you managers that are out there have a habit, and I know a lot of you salespeople go to a lot of meetings where you find out how awesome every time the meeting is, you found out how awesome your sales manager is at your job, how great they were at your job. One day in the past, they closed this many people. If that customer was in front of them, they would have shut them down. How many of you all nearly do backflips hearing your sales manager go on and on about how great they are? I don't give a rip how great they were at my job. I need to know how great they can make me at what it is that I am doing. And sales managers, that is the mission that you have.
That is
your people to be commandos when it comes to the phone, when it comes to the lot, and then when it comes to setting up a structure for their day. Do you believe that there is a misconception sometimes, Larry or Fred, of what it is that a sales manager is supposed to do?
I do. Thank you.
Not a misconception. It's been, we made it this way. What are you talking? No. You got to go back to the late 70s, early 80s to really understand what a sales manager was supposed to do. Because back then we taught Clint McGee, Jackie Cooper, these guys taught sales managers what they were supposed to do. And then somehow when those guys went away and sales manager, it all became about the desk and who could manipulate the computer to get to this and that. I mean, it was nonsense. The reality is a sales manager's job is just exactly what it says. Sales manager. You are here to manage the sales. You are not here to desk the deals. But then we go in further and we started calling them desk managers so that we could make sure that what they're doing fit, the title fit what they're doing. That's silly. Realistically, your sales manager's job, again, you should never be on the desk. I never was on the desk. I walked around with a clipboard and a pen. Mm-hmm. That's it. And if I went back to the desk, it was just to configure payments and or to write up a deal for a salesperson or pencil a deal for a salesperson. And I just needed that computer with me. I wish I had, if I had the technology these guys did today, I might not have built the technology these guys have today. I don't know. I would love to have done this for all from an iPad. And I just moving around and I'm just moving around with the iPad in my hand. Oh, that would have been fantastic. You know, at the end of the day, that's what you want. You want your sales manager on the floor, talking with the customers, playing with the people, and also, you know, doing one-on-ones at the desk with this customer or with the salesperson, right? There's nothing more powerful than for you to pick up the phone to one of those customers, follow up, and get them in. Instant credibility. Bam.
Heck yeah. That's good stuff.
I love that. And I'm going to jump in really quick. I agree with all everything that's being said here. And that's the thing. Like, we as leaders, we tend to get into like very bad lulls. Like we think this is what we're supposed to do because we've seen someone else do that. But yet when we were in those seats as salespeople, we always said, when I'm a manager, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do it differently. But yet we get into that same pocket. We need to change it up, folks. If you're not going to do that, you need to understand that the way you felt is the same way your salespeople are feeling right now. You have to be more proactive. You have to be a leader. You have to show them what they need to do every single day and then inspect what you expect 100% of the time. Because if you don't inspect it, they're going to do what they want to do. Mm-hmm. And it's not that they don't want to sell cars. It's that they want to do the least amount of work and not get caught doing it. Right? And that's sad to say that, but that's people's nature. So it's our job to encourage them. Why is it beneficial for them to do so? Why? Know their whys. Know all this stuff. But the technology we have today, there's no excuses anymore. You don't have to go through and like count up all this stuff, read through these handwritten things, ask people to give you information. If they are using the CRM 100% of the time, the way that we tell them to do it and you hold them accountable for, you can just look right on there, look at everybody's deals from the day before, the week before, the month before, and see where they're at and ask them about those deals. You could even jump in those deals and help them. But here's the thing, when you get to these sales meetings, you can have the data, you can go straight to where it's at, save the time, give them information that they need right now for customers that they're currently talking to, and they don't have to say a word. You can literally just drop it on them, right? And it's powerful. That's what we have, these tools, this software. I'm telling you, folks, like Larry was talking about, imagine having an iPad in your hand, because this is actually part of the PSX Digital. You can actually, it's a desk managing tool, not desk managing tool. It's a sales manager tool, I should say.
Exactly. A desking tool that you take with you.
If you can walk around
to go be a sales manager.
Salesperson is with somebody, you know how long, what's part of the process they're in. You can jump in if they've been in a, if they've been showing the car for 2 hours, you're like, what's going on? If they've been just qualifying them for an hour and a half, you're like, dude, this should be a lot quicker than this. You can go in without them even asking. You could be proactive and you walk in. You could be like, hey, how you doing? I just want to come say hello. I'm just making sure everything's going good. I appreciate you coming in. Whatever it is, you can be that face. You can be that person that helps that step go a little bit faster. But then you also recognize when your salesperson is struggling. Man, imagine the data too. The data of your salesperson who has a problem qualifying every customer that comes in, takes way too long or never gets to the next step. Now we know what to train them on. They get a customer that gets all the way here. They test drive. They do all this stuff, but they can't get them to look at any numbers or stay long enough. Now we know what we need to train them on. This is what the power of software does for us. It speeds up that. You want to work more deals at the desk and be able to not have to, then you can use this tool. You can do all the stuff, and this will help you speed that up.
You know what we used to do?
Right. This is so much
better. We used to hire a gal who would sit at a desk and write down, Larry's with a guy in a green shirt, date, time. And what we paid this gal anywhere from $200 to $2,500 back in those days would have been more like $300 to $3,500 or maybe $4,000 a month now these days to just write that down and just watch everybody. Now software is available. I know immediately when you've taken it. I know how long you've taken that up. I know exactly when to get, and it's not hard to interject yourself as a sales manager into a deal. I used to do it with humor. There's a lot of ways to do it. I used to tell him, hey, look, is Fred taking good care of you? Let me know. If he's not, I'll fire him right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Right here. Right. If he's not taking good care of you, just let me know. You know, it's not hard. Hey, well, by the way, what are you looking to buy? This is, that's a great vehicle. We just got that. Have the story, have everything ready. It's right in front of you. If you don't have a CRM that has a manager's app that tells you what every salesperson is doing right now with every customer and what vehicle they're looking at, find a new CRM. It's because there's nothing more important than the floor. It's so funny how that happens. We're getting off the, I love how we go down these little rabbit holes. These are awesome, by the way. But let me finish up. I'm going to finish up a save a deal meeting from my standpoint. You guys let me know what I missed, because I don't think I did, but I would always want to know. You know, so it's appointment no-shows. Those are important. Those you want the manager to do. You don't do it in the sales of save a deal meeting. That's after the save a deal meeting. But they're right there, and we talk about them, what anybody might know about that. Desks not sold. How many customers came to the desk and we didn't sell them? And talking about that as a manager's group, somebody's going to have something in there of value many times that will help you get that deal back and close it. Somebody's going to have, I mean, you got a finance manager there who is the expert closer in your store. You've got the general sales manager who's got the experience. You've got the sales manager / desk guy who was in the middle of the deal. Somebody's, if that group that has, with that experience, 50, 60, 100 years worth of experience, sitting in that can't figure out a way to close that deal or get that deal back, it's probably not closable. But you talking about that with your group, that's important. One thing we realized when it came to these meetings, you know, is that the growth is not in the deals you write. This is why I always hated we were only talking about in the save a deal meeting the deals we wrote. The growth's not in the deals we wrote. The growth is in all the deals we missed. That's where the growth is.
That's right.
And so if your CRM is not helping you find the areas where you're missing deals and close those gaps, then you're not going to grow. What's the point? How do you do it? Not that. That was always important, was where was the growth? And desks not sold were 100% one of those. And then everything that's in F&I right now that we need to help close. Hey, this guy needs steps. This guy needs $2,000 more down. Where are the conditions? Where are the things that are in F&I? Let's talk about the deals that are in F&I that we didn't roll for whatever reason, or the deals that are in F&I that need something to get closed up. Those were how we ran. That was our save a deal meeting. And it was always managers. What Lou alluded to, in my stores, we would have called that a floor manager. And I think the floor manager is about to have a big renaissance. Because let's be honest, guys, we're just not getting the sales professionals that we used to. We're just not. And it's a big part of our, it's a big part of the industry's fault in general. Power sports, automotive, it doesn't matter. It's our fault. It's our fault because we don't give them a pathway to success. We don't give them a way to move up. We don't make that job prestigious. We don't, there's so many things we don't do that causes us not to get professional salespeople anymore. And I'm afraid that window may have passed us by to the point where we're going to have to, you know, get back in the habit of hiring good people that don't have experience, because you don't want the retreads.
No.
So hiring people that don't have experience, but then there's got to be somebody on that floor ready to help, always ready to go. Then for me, I called that guy the Minuteman. Mm-hmm. He's got gun in hand, powder in hand, dry, it's ready to go. And any moment.
And that's the most fun job in the dealership. I'm going to tell you,
for that me, was my yeah.
to have. I enjoyed that. All I had to do was go around and shake hands, keep people excited, listen to my salespeople talking to customers, making sure I interjected at the right time, and close a ton of deals. That was the best job ever. Mm-hmm. That's like ultimately what you want to do. It's like being a salesperson on crack. Like literally, you're like nonstop. Bah, 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 bah.
Close.
And then you're done. That's exactly what a salesperson wants to do every day. So if you're a sales pro, that's the best job in the dealership, period, hands down. I always loved it. I know Lou loved it. It was something fun. And then you get to pour into these salespeople. You get to show them your word track. You get to tell them, hey, come sit with me. You just keep your mouth shut. All right? Don't say a word unless I tell you to. I'll point at you and I'll ask you a direct question. Then you answer. So that's the idea. But you teach them so much at that point. It's such a blessing. But closing car deals is so fun. But when you have your team humming and you know that you taught somebody to close their own deals and you don't really have to help them as much except for just a quick glance by and just a welcome to the dealership type stuff, it's the best. You've done something with your team and you've built something.
That's right.
But it's a good manager. Renaissance.
Yeah. We need to take this show to a close, everybody. And we are definitely going to be brewing more solutions as we talk about the tools that you can bring inside of your stores. Now, creating the culture where TOs are consistent, the meetings are consistent, and your people are being developed properly, make sure that you do reach out to Fred and myself at Certified Solutionaries to be able to find out how to actually create the culture that creates what it is that you need to happen with your people. But if you need the technology to be able to help make sure that you get to the next level, because us tying together our tactics, our tools, helps us to be able to make sure that we go to the next level. How do people get a hold of you, Larry, to make sure that they do get the actual technology to tie together with these tactics?
Yeah, if you want to reach out and look at how to get a one-click sales manager's meeting and a one-click save a deal meeting, you can email me at Larry, L-A-R-Y, at Motoix, MOTOIX.com, Larry at Motoix.com, or Larry at PowerSportsX.com. Either one, shoot me an email. We'll be happy to show you how to get that done, get all of these things done. Technology is not about the coolest thing. It's about solving a problem.
Come on.
Yeah. So if your technology is not solving a problem, then you've got the wrong technology. Never buy technology just because it's cool. There's a lot of cool things technology can do, but you don't buy it for coolness. You buy it to solve a problem.
Okay. Yeah. Effectiveness, my friends, effectiveness is more better than coolness. It's truth. There's things that still work. Use it, you know, but if you really want to edge and you want to make these meetings better and stronger, go to Larry at MOTOIX.com. And I promise you, he'll reach back out to you, set you up and let you get some great information. If anything, it's a great conversation to learn a little bit how you could do better. So, and Larry's definitely about that. He's trying to make a change. He's trying to explain that this industry got soft. It's time to get tough again, y'all. It's not going to be as easy as it was the last couple of years. It's time to really put the bolts down and tighten it up a little bit and make sure that your sales staff is ready to go. But as a leader, you need to have the tools and the tactics and the training that you need to be able to give them. So let's go.
That's right. Larry, we appreciate and we honor your time. As thank most so of our guy conversations tend to go, we tend to go a little bit over. This is why you have to be deliberate with those meetings to make sure all the great talkers of this industry that do gather together don't take too much of your time. Be intentional about your meetings. We appreciate each and every one of you that have chimed in, whether for a few moments or for the entire show. Thank you so much. If you're That's watching right. this on the replay, make sure that you show some love, add some questions. We'll make sure to go back and answer those questions. If you don't know some of the jargon that we said, So be it. Just ask the question. We'd be glad
yes.
to tell you what it means that we've been talking about. There's been a lot of great information shared today. We appreciate each and every one of you Absolutely. Joining us.
Folks, and real quick. And I'm
thank you, Becca.
I just want to say one quick thing real quick. Folks, this is a show that's going to be every Monday. Every Monday, be tuning in every Monday at noon Eastern. Or if you're on the Pacific clock, it's 9 a.m. So make sure you guys check us out. This is going to be live every Monday. We're going to have some edited versions passed out. You're going to be able to get little bite-sized pieces of it all. But if you want to watch the live version, join us every Monday at noon Eastern. And you guys are going to have a great time and get some edutainment. Let's go.
That's right. So any final comments, Larry, before we head out?
No, I think we covered it, guys. Thank you again.
Heck yeah.
I appreciate you, Larry, man. So we're excited. Forgive
bombs. F bombs, everybody. Let's go ahead and forgive, focus, fly, and rock out the rest of the day.
There we go.
Hands on the shoulders. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Forgive.
Focus.
Fly.
Keep growing.
This was Dealer Cast 2.0. Let's brew.
We're out.